tell us a little bit about the PACER program and how it all works.
Well, we're the pilot site for the program starting about 20 months ago now. Working collaboratively with the police, as you've said, we're able to provide an on-scene, timely response for people in a time of mental health crisis, where in other districts and previously the alternative for that would have been having to go to an emergency department to have access to that specialist mental health assessment. But being out on the road and able to respond with police, we can provide that to people in their own homes. We've been to schools, workplaces, public parks, train stations, anywhere where, you know, people happen to come into crisis. So I think being able to provide that direct response, the feedback we've had from individuals and their families, it's been really positive, that sort of being able to avoid those more coercive treatments or ways of having to be dealt with in going to a place that's often uncomfortable and stressful.
Yeah.
It's been really wonderful.
I can imagine that often the situation would be escalated, not intentionally, but maybe unnecessarily.
That's right. It can be confronting for people being surrounded by emergency services and all with good intention. But as you say, sometimes that can be an escalating situation, and having a non-uniformed person there can have the opposite effect.
Mm. How important is it that police and ambulance officers as well have these extra support for these mental health crisis and emergencies? I can imagine it's extremely important for patients, but it's also important for our first responders.
It is. We've been so fortunate. I think particularly the success we've had in St George has been how welcoming they've been of having some external service providers based within the team there. It's really, I suppose, their knowledge and understanding of recognising symptoms of a mental illness, ways of communicating with people. We've had very positive feedback from the officers themselves, as well as individuals. I think it's had a flow-on effect, and even we've seen reductions in sort of the use of the Mental Health Act, even outside of the hours that we're there, because of that increased knowledge and understanding.
That's fantastic. Kind of a by proxy absorption of this knowledge as well. It's really, this is what you're trained to do. This is your profession. You're not a police officer. You're not an ambulance officer. And similarly, they're not senior occupational therapists like yourself.
No,
so everyone learns from each other.
It's fabulous. Even the language they use now in describing people's behaviours or sort of some of the symptoms, we're getting really more clinical referrals.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, more information, more accurate language and lexicon that's used can only be a good thing. Do you know where we can expect to see this program kind of expand to with the new investment?
So there have been 10 sort of police area commands and police districts identified. A lot of those are within metropolitan Sydney, but we also have some more regional areas out towards Dubbo, up the Central Coast, and also down in the Illawarra area that are getting started as well.
How timely has this expansion of the program been? Have you seen an increase in mental health crisis and emergencies, given just how challenging this year has been so far for so many people?
Definitely. We keep, obviously, as a pilot program, we were keeping sort of very thorough statistics on the numbers of contacts we've been having. And as I said, since November 2018, we've had over 1,500 PACER clinician contacts with individuals. And there's definitely been a ramping up in the last few months. Mm. The isolation, the lack of contact with, you know, face-to-face contact with other service providers.
Yeah,
it's definitely had an impact. So it's very exciting that this is a good time for that to be rolling out further.
Absolutely. I think putting more trained individuals in mental health frontline work can only be a good thing for our community. Felicity, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Not a problem at all.